Hello tonight. This is the Rockwire. CJ, Derek, Brad, let's go. So, Aerosmith has dropped a shit ton of brand new 4K excellent sound pro shot shit from the 90s and 2000s. 2013, Mexico, climate global warming tour. Here's
cultural appropriation.
It's Chief Montezuma Tyler. Joe Perry looking a little skeletal, but still badass.
This was 11 years ago.
Time flies. Eat the Rich. Whose version's better, Aerosmith or Lemmy?
Or Crocus? Crocus had a song he called Eat the Rich.
I know I'm going to get boo-hooed here, but I think Steven's voice is better than Lemmy's.
Steven's voice what?
Was better than Lemmy's.
Oh, well, everybody knows.
I think you're safe on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to use my microphone above my head that one night.
So, Lemmy. I had to fight off about four ads in tonight's program. Here's the first one.
Then you lost. What? Are you kidding me?
YouTube just sneaks them in. You don't know when they're coming.
How do I make the screen shares so amazing?
Time and effort.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. I love this song, though. I always like this song.
This was off the Get a Grip album.
Which wasn't my favorite album, but this song kicked ass.
I love Get a Grip.
We know. Your keyboard's awfully sticky.
Yeah. Ooh.
The kid borrowed it for homework, and it did come back a little sticky.
Jeez. Hey, do me a favor. Go buy a black light and just walk around the house with that. I don't ever want to get a black light. I don't want to see what's around here.
Mrs. Rockwire has one for hotel rooms.
Oh, my God. No, you don't bring one because you don't want to know.
She wants to know.
You just got to look for bed bugs.
Does it light up like the Milky Way when you stay at the Motel 6?
Mrs. All over the walls. Walker does not stay at the Motel 6.
Of course not.
4 stars or better.
All right, this is the real question, though. Is Joe Perry still alive?
Yeah, he's in Hollywood Vampires with Cooper. And
oh, that's right. And Johnny Depp.
So, Steven Tyler news, he was acquitted from his Me Too sexual abuse.
Yeah.
In New York. He's got another one in California that, well, I was reading that. I'm not sure if he's out of the woods on that one, man.
Yeah, I saw some things. He might be a pervert. Prevert.
Luckily for him, he was way past the statute of limitations in New York, and they threw it right out. This California one. He basically pulled a Ted Nugent where he assumed guardianship of a 16-year-old and dated her for 2 years, knocked her up, got her pregnant.
At his age?
Back in 1975. He was 25.
Who's the cowboy?
That's Mr. Whitford? Brad Whitford. Who put out an awesome album with Derek St. Holmes. Highly recommend it. See Joey Kramer up there? He actually sued to be part of the Aerosmith residency and Terror's benefit and lost that lawsuit. They said he couldn't drum good enough to play with the band.
Poor guy. And Brad, you're what you asked if Joe Perry was still alive. Steven Tyler's the one you should be wondering about.
Seen well, him I know he tried to do country music and grew a goatee because everybody thought he was a chick.
Here, Tyler's on top of his game here in 2013. Now, who was not on top of their game that night was Tom Hamilton. He had his cancer fight that he won. That is David Hall on base, stepping in for Tommy.
All right, which band do you think had a better rebirth? Aerosmith or Kiss? You know, they went away for a little while. They came back in the early 80s or mid 80s. Who had the better rebirth?
Wow, that's a good question. So you have Aerosmith. Their albums were tanking. The Run DMC, Walk This Way hits. They come in with Permanent Vacation, which was a killer album, and they're back on top for more or less forever. And Kiss took the paint off, kind of was tanking in the Crazy Night era, put the makeup back on, played Tiger Stadium, and totally rebooted their career, minus Ace, minus...
But Kiss quit playing the newer music. They played three songs, I think, when they went and did all their tours.
Yeah, if Kiss doesn't play Heaven's on Fire, something's wrong.
Yep. Oh, they always play Heaven's on Fire, dude.
Okay, good.
They were playing their new stuff when they would tour on an album. I mean, it might be style.
He's humping the monitor. Oh. I'm sorry. Did you see that? That was obscene. You know, I might sue him for sexual harassment myself.
Well, he's trying to get that fan to blow on him.
Oh, of course.
He's getting a blow job.
Fan job.
Don't get your tallywhacker in the blades, Steven.
He has astronaut pants on. Yeah, that was a good question, Brad. I still am sitting here pondering it.
I'm going Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's where I'm leaning.
Yeah.
So this is what I got coming up after Aerosmith. We got three new videos. We got new Vela La Vela. Brad and Derek love the new Alien Ant Farm. And there's an Accept sighting. And an Aerosmith cover with Sammy Hagar and Oranthe that's just too badass not to show you.
I have to say, one album I loved from Kiss after the unmasking was Revenge. I still think that's one of their better albums. You guys probably don't know that. You guys aren't as astute as I am.
Is that the fourth album they've released?
That's the one with, let's put the X in sax and...
No.
What's on Revenge? God give really rock songs. And roll to you?
Cycle Circus, right?
No.
Brad's not even trying.
I'm just buying time for Derek to look it up so he can tell us what songs are on it.
Yeah, I know that.
I am.
That's not what you're doing, is it, Derek?
Yes. Yeah, because I can't, you know, my mind, I can't remember all of them. And she was like, oh, yeah, Domino. Oh, my God.
Domino. That was
Unholy. Unholy.
Think. One has opened the world up to me.
Both their gene trunks. Oh.
Uh-oh.
There's two. Two more to go. Those are gene songs.
Oh, God Gave Rock and Roll to You was on there.
Isn't that a remake?
So here we go, and they could have finished with this one. Toys in the Attic.
I remember listening to this album. I love this album. Gems is another good Aerosmith album back in the day.
Yeah, which one was the one that tanked? Done with Mirrors was the one everyone hated.
You know what? And that was the first one I saw. That's the first one I had. And that's after they kind of tried to make a comeback from their whole drug stuff. And I actually liked that album. I thought it was pretty cool. That's why I got into Aerosmith. Weird, huh?
You get it? They were done with Mirrors. Done with the cocaine on the mirror.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up for me. Yeah, I was really confused. I think I'm a child. Oh.
This is the closest Tyler and Perry could stand to be next to each other.
I don't think they do like each other that much, do they?
No.
He doesn't like Tyler, does he?
I have no idea why.
I can imagine Steven Tyler's annoying. Right, Brad?
Well, Joe Perry put his whole entire foot in Steven's mouth. Without even trying. He got a big mouth.
I thought Tyler was great on Rogan.
Oh, he can put his...
I remember back in the day, they had a Joe Perry Boneyard Les Paul at Motor City Guitar. God, I wish I would have bought it. I almost bought it two or three times. Epiphone, that is.
That's so classic right there.
I don't think they hate each other, do they? Not like Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Keith Richards, I think Keith Richards is an asshole. He hates everybody.
No, I think that Mick and Keith are way tighter than Tyler and Perry.
Really?
Yeah. The Stones almost broke up. Tyler and Perry pick up. The big thing that almost wrecked Keith and Mick is Keith was pissed that he wanted to do another Stones album and Mick was doing too much solo stuff.
That Now's the time where you tell
kind of what happened to Poison.
Here we go. My boys, our boys, fellow, their new one.
I'm oh, sorry. Where's that mic? Who was that? That was the 18% that doesn't work.
Look, we're up to 36 tonight.
Hey, it's not my mic. They're looking glammed out now.
I was going to say the same thing.
I liked them dirtier.
I did too.
She's not interested in him. What the? Called
well,
it.
You called it, Brad. So smart.
By the end of this video, I hate her.
Oh, I already hate her.
I think they did a great job of dressing up the douchebag who steals her all the time.
She's back?
Well, that's rude.
I know, they're not very supportive. This band. Cortez isn't too bad.
Oh, how could they do that?
Wait, there's four of them now? I thought there was two, then there was three, now there's four?
There's four.
That guy again? He's gonna bang his girl again.
Whoa!
What?
I know, it's like Will Smith's way.
He's banged her like four times already this video. She must be Viagra.
Now you know what it's like to be Will Smith.
Yeah. She does have a booty on her. Yeah.
There goes Richie Kotzen with
Ricky Rocket's wife.
Yeah, why don't you finish that statement?
Alien Ant Farm, you tell me you like this video.
So, Alien Ant Farm, I always viewed as kind of a novelty act until Brad sent this and I actually watched it. Turn it up.
They did that remake of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal back in the day.
Yeah, that's why I thought that.
And that was awesome. They got a song called Moves that I really like.
I was never a fan of pickers on guitars.
I had never heard one Alien Ant Farm song, I don't think, besides the Smooth Criminal one. So I guess they were never on my radar. Then you sent this to me, and I thought, oh, that's a pretty good rock album, rock song, you know? So am I wrong for not listening to more of their stuff, or am I right that most of their stuff sucks, and this is really good?
I agree with you. I couldn't name one other AAF song. But what do you think of Fade, Brad?
I like this song. I mean, it's kind of got a deep, dark tone to it.
I'll give it a solid 5.
A 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
I'd give this a solid 6.5 to 7 almost.
Yeah, I agree with Derek.
Boy, oh my lord, just because there's not some chick who has a WB go on in the band.
I think it's better than the Bella V song.
Fight.
I just can't see this old guy's fight. I mean, you guys can get out of breath in about 2 minutes.
Oh, I play hockey. I can go for a while.
Who's this? Oh, Sammy.
This is at Bon Jovi Music Cares. I want you to watch the drummer.
Sammy, he's and
the one on the right.
Who's the guitarist?
Orunthi. Sammy's actually done quite a few duets with her. They must be friends. Of course, Sammy's friends with everyone. He's the mayor.
I'm sorry, I can't take my eyes off of her. You want me to watch the drummer on the right?
I know.
I don't even see a drummer.
He's got the bongos. He'll
it's
have.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but you just are. Oh yeah, play your bongos.
He'll have something else in a minute.
Got the maracas for now.
I know.
Say something about her maracas.
It's hard to take your eyes off her on this one, isn't it? That skirt could not be any shorter.
You gotta shave before you leave the house. Wearing a skirt like that.
Of course, she's probably best known for...
It might be Skorts.
Playing with Michael Jackson when he died.
Was the monkey involved too?
For those who actually believe Michael Jackson's dead.
Sammy sings this song pretty well.
Not too bad for a 70-year-old man, is it?
Just missing Michael Anthony's background vocals.
Well, not on this song. Does it call for high background vocals? Brad, stop it. You're the producer. You should know that. I shouldn't have to tell you that.
Yeah, it just makes Sammy sound full and rich.
Although I do
see,
those back
right
and
there.
Told you.
Bet she sings it better than Steven Tyler could today.
Yeah. He is like 85. Isn't he Joe Biden's age?
Well, he's not shitting his pants yet.
Would he walk off the stage? Walk off stage middle song?
See if he goes.
Sammy can still find his way off stage.
God, is it? No, Sammy. Yeah, no, he's good. All that tequila.
And tequila and a little reefer and rock and roll keeps you young if it's Sammy Hagar. not doing too bad.
Sammy Hagar's Nelson. Deeper?
I think so. Once or twice.
Yeah. But he has it under control. You know, like Eddie was, but he was a maniac.
Oh, Eddie was a maniac. With the booze. I might have to pick up the Alex Van Halen book. So here's the accept.
Yeah.
First single, Humanoid. The album is coming. Heavy metal.
And lead singer isn't Udo, right? Udo's gone.
Udo's gone.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
One hell of a flavor saver.
I just hit me, buddy. What a hell of a flavor.
He must have a pacemaker.
Well, they got some young blood infused in Accept now. Okay, yeah, look at that one kid guitarist. He looks like you saw him, right? The short hair? The 18-year-old punk kicking ass with Accept. Not that guy. Bald old guy. They're rocking out.
Yeah, I think this song's pretty damn good, actually.
I think when we featured these guys like 3 years ago, they came out with a song. This one is 100% better. Right? Yeah.
No, that song was good too.
Yeah, but though this one I think is a lot better.
Ooh. Rocket.
So the reviews are coming out for that the new Judas Priest album that highly touted.
Yeah, they're talking about that could be one of their best albums ever, which is nuts, you know. And then you see who is it? We talked about him, Al Jorgensen, Ministry. I saw one review just panned the hell out of his album.
What were they saying is good or bad?
Horrible.
I don't believe it. I actually kind of like just Stop Oil. That's not the name of the song, but that's how you would know it. And I love the White Trash song.
Well, that's your theme song.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that solo. What do you think of that, Brad?
I like it.
Can you play that solo?
So far, yes. There's not a lot of fast riffs in it, but it's well put together.
Got those shades up. Is it Tron?
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
He looks kind of like an old Brian Bosworth with that flavor saver.
Oh my gosh. The Dr. Pepper police officer.
Yeah, I had to get the scissors out and clean up the poodle's eyes. Get the hair out of my eyes. I could give him a little trim next.
One hell of a rock
show. One of that guy, I mean, he's got a pretty good voice. He's got a good rock voice, that guy. Oh, hello. How are you?
Welcome back.
Wow, that ended abruptly.
I know.
There we go. I cut it a little early. That, you know, that's just running ads for the different artists on the Napalm label. And they do. They got some badass heavy metal bands in the stable over at Napalm.
I got some good news, if you want to hear any. I don't know what you're up to. You know, CJ, you're kind of rambling, so I don't know if should I speak or not? Let me wait for you.
Okay. Yeah, lay it on me. Give me the good news.
Oh, some exciting news. I just saw an article that Wednesday 13 is writing his new music and for his 10th album, and he says it's got to be as good as his first, and he's writing stuff in the vein right now of kind of a Murder Doll-ish sound. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh my God. My keyboard's going to be sticky soon.
Oh, and my goodness.
He's been touring a lot.
Oh, love that, man. All 5'3" of him.
You and the other 400 people that come out to see him at every city. What's going on?
You are a dick.
Yeah, that was kind of a dick thing to say, wasn't it? Mm. How's the business over at Therapeutic Waters, Brad?
We're getting busy.
If they get past the Therapeutic Waters flaming moat to get into the Therapeutic Waters castle, is there 5.56 reasons they're in deep shit?
No, not if they get past it. They're saved. It's like coming to your savior.
What was that thing on fire? Was that a Voss? Was that in water or not in water? Was it leaking water? What was that thing?
So what they do is they have a bubbling urn is what it's called, and water.
Oh, I've had one of those before after a wild night.
So it gets pumped through it, and it's got a propane heater or fire pit on top. So the water's coming out underneath the fire pit.
Is it in water or not in water?
There's about that much of a gap. So the water's coming out of it, underneath it.
No, I know, but
it sits on a basin, and you have rock around it.
The water's underneath the rock.
The water's underneath all the vase and the rock, in a reservoir.
Is that sitting in water or not in water?
Not in water. On top of the, yep. But you can put it in water.
That would be cool, I think.
Yep.
You should do that. Why don't you be innovative at Therapeutic Waters and take my advice?
We got some big ideas coming.
Good, good. Nice. Yeah. So you do need to start doing that full time forever. Just doing ponds for like celebrities and rock stars.
That's our goal. I'm going to make my kid quit his job, and he's going to go out there and do this full time for me.
Yeah, screw college, kid. Come work for the old man. Dig schools for fools.
Dig holes, load rocks.
Yep. I need young muscle to go out there and do it.
No, I was reading this article about these billionaire retreats, and the guy who owns the company who builds these billionaire lairs, like for Zuckerberg and such. He built a island with a pond or a lake around the island, and it's got a flammable liquid that's lighter than water that sits on top of the lake. So he can push a button and light the fucking lake on fire around his house.
That's cool. Do that.
I want to swim in it, man. I don't want to wear that slime coat.
Oh my God. Oh. Can you imagine the money? The money these motherfuckers have. Talk about paranoid. You think I'm paranoid? Dude's got a flammable lake around his house.
I don't blame him. I want one. Keep all the riffraff away from me. Hey, I had some Bandito Buzz on vanilla ice cream today, and it was amazing.
I think I'm lactose intolerant. It's like I went last summer. I went to Dairy Queen twice, and I got sick as hell in the middle of the night, like twice. And so then I go to the little mom and pop in my hometown, and I'm fine. But when I go to Dairy Queen, next thing you know, I'm all bloated at night, flopping around in pain, farting up a storm. It's 3:30 in the morning, and I got 2 more hours to go before I'm either okay or puke.
It's
You
because
just not realize.
he drank rum on the boat all day. Then he puts ice cream on top of it. Man, that's got a curdle.
Curdle.
No, no.
So you go to the mom and pop place where they make do they churn their own ice cream there?
They say it's homemade. So the reason I thought this, I thought, man, I got poisoned at Dairy Queen. That's what I thought. So my daughter was making floats, and she gave me like just one little scoop and a float of ice cream, and it was back. The flipping, the gas, the bloating. I had to go get the pukey bucket.
God, it sucks getting old.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they're like, you might be lactose intolerant.
No, what?
So
So
I
how
look up the symptoms. I'm like, oh my God, I'm lactose intolerant.
don't become Dr. Google.
Listen,
Don't do it.
how can you think logically that you're lactose intolerant when you go to Dairy Queen and you eat it and then you flop like a fat, absolutely ball of shit, and then you
Well,
go to the mom and pop place and eat ice cream and you're fine. Maybe the ice cream is different at Dairy Queen. Maybe they use some different additives or something like that. Do you ever think of that? Why do you go to lactose
yes,
intolerant?
of course I thought of that. And I drink milk and cheese and everything. I'm just fine with all the other dairy. It's just ice cream.
So Dairy Queen made you think I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, I didn't think anything of it. I got sick once, and I thought, damn, maybe it's the Dairy Queen. I
Yeah,
went
but
back
you've
2 weeks
eaten ice cream.
later.
You've eaten ice cream at the other place, right? And you're fine.
So the one I had out of the freezer was Hudsonville. That's like one of the expensive ice creams you buy at the grocery
Oh,
store.
okay.
And that
Well,
one
okay.
took
Now
me
I'm
out. So
okay.
it's not, I thought it was
All
just
right.
Dairy Queen, but it's
Maybe it's
okay.